Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman, alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the UConn Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. You've seen Joel published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin, and as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's the author of six books, including most famously The Money Map. Also the author of four sons, Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah, along with his wife, Wendy. Joel, always a pleasure. How are you this week?
John, I'm doing great this week. We've got a great show. We're talking about Social Security today. And hey, before you turn the show off because you think you know everything about Social Security, I can assure you, in our financial planning business, in the thousands of people that we've helped around the New England area, most people, not some, most people come in with a little bit of a misconception about Social Security. They're going to make mistakes that cost them thousands of dollars. In fact, some people come in and it's too late. They've already made those mistakes. So Social Security, the topic of today. The bottom line is you've always wanted to be one of those people with a pension, right? Some of you don't have a pension, or those of you that do, you'd like a second fat pension in retirement. And a lot of people don't realize it, but you already have a pension plan, and it could be worth a small fortune to you. As a matter of fact, I did an analysis of my Social Security benefits just this last week. And my benefits, based on my life expectancy, and this isn't Wendy and me, this is just my benefits, worth about $400,000. That doesn't even include the cost of living increases. I'll get $400,000. And yet many of us don't see that as an asset worth $400,000 because it's Social Security. We just see it as a payment. The better you've done in life, the more you think it's insignificant. So the bottom line is you have a pension plan. It's Social Security. And you've been contributing to Social Security for how long? Think about it. At least two decades, maybe four decades, dating all the way back to when you first got a paycheck. That's when you started getting credits. If you've earned a modest income, it could be worth six figures. If you've made an average income, it could be worth a few $100,000. And if you've made an above average income, we're talking $400,000, $500,000, $550,000, maybe more between you and your spouse. Claiming your benefits is complicated. It's confusing. You're faced with many, many, many different options. And what most Americans do is they just take their benefits at face value when they get to normal retirement age, or maybe they wait till they're 70. They just flip those benefits on, and they could end up losing tens of thousands of dollars, maybe not just in benefits, but also in unneeded taxes. So the questions that you have about Social Security, the questions that many people that we talk to have, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to set the record straight on eight of the most common questions that people have about Social Security. We're also going to talk about some little known strategies that could help you get the most out of your benefits.
I feel like a lot of people look at Social Security as this nemesis that they have to defeat. They have to figure out the way to get the most money they can out of the system because they feel like they've been swindled by paying into it all these years, and they have to get every nickel they can out of it. Which, you know, if you want to look at it as a game like that, that's fine. But for the overwhelming majority of Americans, this is a very important piece of the retirement income plan. It matters a lot.
Well, no question about it. And those people that are always trying to get the most out of it, you know, many times they're too smart for their own good. You know, we see this a lot because of the defense industry, the contracting industry up here. We have so many engineers that, you know, come in with these, you know, spreadsheets measuring the delta on Social Security between them and their spouses and so on. And, you know, the bottom line is you can overthink this, but for the average retiree, the big mistake is they don't have a plan. And if they don't have a plan, they're probably going to make some mistakes. I think of my mom and dad when they got into retirement. Now, my dad was still working. He actually worked up until about the age of 75. But when he went to claim his Social Security benefits, he thought he should take them as early as possible. I said, well, hold on a minute, Dad. You're still working. You're going to have to give money back, even though you're collecting it. You're going to have to give money back into the system because you still earn more than the maximum amount that you can earn while you're working, which is about about $16,000 if you're not full retirement age. If you earn over $16,000, you're going to have to give some money back. He said, well, I don't like it that I've paid in all these years and I might not live long enough. So what we did is we turned on my mom's benefits. She collected underneath my dad's credits, but my dad left his money alone in Social Security until he was age 70. That way he got a higher benefit. My mom will get a bigger widow's benefit if he dies first, and he didn't have to pay any kind of a penalty. So Social Security, the strategy used for claiming and how it relates to your other assets, are so important. As a matter of fact, I have a friend of mine I've been working with. He's out in the San Diego area. His name's Brad. But Brad came up with this software, and it's interesting what it shows. It shows that the more money you have, the earlier, for most people, the earlier you should claim your benefits, which is totally contrary to a lot of what we're reading out there. So again, the 8 questions most people have, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, let's jump right in to those questions. And Joel, the first frequently asked question we get is, when am I eligible to receive my benefits?
Yeah, and everybody that is eligible for benefits can receive their benefits at age 62. You have to take your benefits at age 70. Now, if you're a widow or a widower, you can collect at age 60. You can also collect under your spouse's benefits. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But bottom line is age 62, you can collect. You have to collect at age 70. If you're a widow or widower, you can collect at age 60.
So that's the range in which you can start taking. How about this question we get a lot? Am I eligible for additional benefits? What might some of those benefits look like?
Well, if we're talking about just Social Security, of course, there's a disability component to Social Security that a lot of people overlook. If somebody is permanently and totally disabled, they can get Social Security early. And the disability benefit is fairly substantial. It's not enough to, you know, cover a real high lifestyle, but it could be up to $2,200. I think it's at least $1,600 or so. So if somebody is permanently disabled or with a total disability, they can collect additional benefits under the disability terms of Social Security. And of course, they don't have to be a certain age to do that.
Question number 3 that we hear a lot is, will the Social Security Administration help me with claiming my benefits? That would seemingly be a reasonable thing to expect from them, but not quite how it works, is it?
Well, no, it's not. If you think the Social Security Administration is going to hold your hand and offer you personalized advice on how to maximize your benefits, that is probably not the case. Now, they will help you claim your benefits. They'll tell you how to fill out the form. But they can't really give personal advice. In fact, my understanding is they're forbidden to give personal advice on strategies on claiming your Social Security benefits. So don't expect Social Security Administration to help you with claiming your benefits or maximizing the benefits. It just doesn't simply work that way.
Another question we hear a lot, and this is a little more complicated to explore, but is it better to delay claiming my Social Security benefits or take them early?
And this depends on a few things. So this gets into the debate of, should everybody wait till age 70? And I can't tell you how many times we'll be doing our workshops around Connecticut and Massachusetts. As you know, we do these retirement workshops. And somebody will try to get into an argument with me that everybody should wait to age 70. And of course, that's not the case. So here are the things that are the variables on when you should collect your Social Security benefit. The first thing is, how much other money do you have saved in other assets? If you have to turn on an income stream and you've either got to take money from a 401k or Social Security, Social Security is the account that you have the least control over. 401k, you have the most control over out of the two. So why would you drain money out of a 401k and leave an account that you have no control over alone? That doesn't mean everybody should take this approach, but it's something a lot of people overlook. What if your life expectancy is short? What if you know you have some type of an ailment and you probably won't live past 74, 75 years old? Then it would be foolish to wait till age 70 to claim your benefits unless you're trying to maximize your survivor benefits. So you can see there's so many different factors that come in here on when to take Social Security. And I believe that some of these magazines or advice givers in the media that say everybody should wait till they're 70, I think they're committing malpractice. They're probably not even licensed to give financial advice. At some point, you've probably received a statement from the Social Security Administration. Now, they're not sending them out anymore, but you can go online to get your statement, and it shows you there, right in black and white, or a few colors online, what your estimated benefits are going to be in retirement. And it always quotes your normal retirement age. If you're under 62, it'll quote age 62. And then, of course, it'll show age 70 when your benefits are maximized. This does not tell the whole story. If you simply take Social Security benefits at face value, or if you rely on some one-size-fits-all strategy, you could lose tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits. You could forfeit any kind of additional benefits that you may not even know exist for you or your spouse. You could trigger a whole lot of taxes in retirement, an avalanche of taxes. And you could pay higher Medicare premiums by not taking the proper Social Security strategy. So the bottom line is, no two people are alike. I say that all the time on this program. The only way to get the most out of your Social Security benefits is with a customized Social Security analysis that's designed specifically for you. You are different than anybody else. You need to have a Social Security analysis that's designed specifically for you. You'd probably think you're going to pay hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, for this technical income analysis. We are going to offer that today on the program absolutely free. We won't charge you one dime. If you've saved $250,000, we're ready to take your call right now at 1-800-705-1232. Again, if you have $250,000 saved for retirement, we want to give you this Social Security analysis. Call 1-800-705-1232. We'll set up a time for you to come in and visit with us. We like to meet with everybody face-to-face, so we make sure we understand your situation. But don't leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table or ruin some kind of a future benefit for you or your spouse or both of you if you claim the wrong way. So again, be one of the first 10 callers. You'll get your customized Social Security analysis. The average Social Security we've analyzed is, again, about $400,000. So treat this like it's a $400,000 asset.
Great opportunity. Again, the number to call or text, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. When you come in and get that Social Security analysis done as part of your Money Map retirement review at Johnston Brunetti, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books. You pick the one that you want and take that with you. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. If you text, just be sure to include your first and last name. Either way, the number is the same. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. So you're getting ready to claim your Social Security benefits. Your first thought is to turn to the Social Security Administration and get some guidance from them. But believe it or not, they're actually forbidden to give you any personalized advice. So claiming your Social Security benefits is complicated. It can be a little confusing, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different options for you to choose from, and you're totally on your own as you make these decisions. So coming up, we'll continue to set the record straight on 8 of the most frequently asked questions about Social Security and some of the little-known strategies that could help you get the most out of your benefits.
Well, and John, I think what people overlook here is the three most important words in retirement are income, income, income. Your ability to generate income is going to dictate your lifestyle in retirement. We've seen it time and time over again where somebody with a bigger pile of money is not as efficient at generating consistent retirement income that a person with a smaller pile of money is if they have the right strategy. So this could mean the difference between doing anything and everything you ever dreamed of by having your portfolio set up to generate income instead of just scraping by. And you know where it starts. You figured it out on this program already. It starts with your Social Security benefits.
Well, let's look at frequently asked question number 5 on this list of the 8 most frequently asked questions about Social Security. Number 5 is, do I have to pay taxes on my Social Security benefits?
And the answer is maybe, maybe not. You could pay taxes on as much as 85% of your Social Security benefits. And those of you that have ever done your own taxes or studied your tax return, you'll notice that on the line that says Social Security, it's about two-thirds down on the first page. There's two numbers you enter in. There's the total amount sort of in the middle of the return that you put that you received in Social Security. But then farther over on the right is the amount of your Social Security that is taxable. Some people pay zero taxes on their Social Security. For some people, 50% of their Social Security is taxed. Other people, 85% of their Social Security is taxed. And this does not have to do with the size of your Social Security checks. It has to do with your other income that shows up on your return. Sometimes that income is generated from inefficient investment portfolios, and just with us being able to massage those investment portfolios, not even changing the character of the investments, but just making sure they're more tax efficient, many times we can reduce you from the 85% amount to the 50% or from the 50% amount to the 0%. The key is spending more money in the early years of your retirement because you can't spend as much money in the later years of your retirement. So let's make as much money as possible in the early years of your retirement absolutely tax-free.
All right, question number six. What happens to our Social Security benefits as a couple when one spouse dies?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion over this, and some people know this hands down. They've already researched this, but a lot of people don't. So what happens is, and let's take my mom and dad. My dad's check, let's say for the purposes of this illustration, is $2,200 a month. And my mom's check is $1,200 a month. So total, they're getting $3,400, but dad's check is $2,200. Mom's check is $1,200. If my dad dies before my mom, what happens is the smaller check goes away. So my mom will continue to get the $2,200, which was actually my dad's amount, but she loses the $1,200. So if you're married, both collecting Social Security, the smaller check goes away. And many times when we're planning for a couple, we set up a separate account just to replace that extra $1,200. So my mom and dad in this example could continue to get their $3,400 because in addition to all their other investments, we've set up a side account, and the specific job of that side account is to replace the $1,200 of income for my mom.
We're talking about the eight most frequently asked questions about Social Security. We're on number seven now, Joel, which is, if I work in retirement, can I still collect my benefits?
Well, and I mentioned this early when I talked about my dad. So if you work in retirement and you're not full retirement age, and this goes right up to your birthday, it's not the year that you reach full retirement age. So my birthday's June. If I'm working up until June, because June is my birthday, I might pay an earnings penalty if I earn too much. If I earn over $16,000 in any given year, I'm going to give back some money into the Social Security system if I'm doing that before my full retirement age. Once I turn my full retirement age, then there's no limit on the amount of money that I can make. So the key is, if you're still working and you're earning over $16,000, and this is earned income, it's not investment income, then you need to watch out. By triggering Social Security early, you might have to pay more in. You kind of get that money back in the long term once you hit full retirement age, but for most people, it doesn't make sense to do this. You don't want to take this sort of early Social Security penalty. So the key is, if you're working in retirement, consult with somebody before you trigger those benefits. And if you have triggered the benefits and you still want to work in retirement, it's not the worst thing in the world. Long term, you'll get some of that money back that you paid back into the Social Security system after collecting it.
And Joel, here's a big one that we hear a lot. Isn't Social Security going to go broke and leave me with nothing? That's a question that a lot of people have on their minds.
Well, correct. And this is an opinion of mine, but I'll tell you what I think. I don't believe for anybody over 55 that the promise will be broken on the Social Security that you have coming to you. Now, I have a son that's 27 years old. His name is Brandon. He's up in Boston. I have another boy that's 22, another that's 20, and another that's 18. If I'm doing financial planning for them, which I will be once they have some finances to plan with, we won't count on Social Security whatsoever because I'm not sure the system will last that long in its present form. But I think if you're over 55, I would not worry about Social Security going broke. And actually, there's an actuarial shortfall. It doesn't go broke, but there's an actuarial shortfall between the years 2022 and about 2037, where there's just not enough workers to pay into the system. But then later on, that fixes itself because of the demographics of our country. So wouldn't worry about it going broke if you're older. Boy, if you're under 55 or under 50, I would probably make sure you're saving enough so that if the nature of Social Security changes and the benefits get cut back, you have enough to cover yourselves in retirement. So let's just recap the 8 most frequently asked questions. I want to touch on each of these for just a moment. Question number 1 is, when am I eligible to receive my benefits? And we mentioned for everybody, it's age 62. You can take benefits early at age 62. Might not be the right thing for you. Widows or widowers can actually get benefits if they qualify at age 60. Question number 2, am I available for additional benefits? You may be if you have a disability. If you're totally disabled or unable to work because of some type of disability, you may be eligible for additional benefits. Question number 3 is, will the Social Security Administration help me claiming my benefits? They won't help you maximize your benefits. All they're going to help you do is fill out the paperwork. Question number 4, is it better to delay claiming my Social Security benefits or should I take them early? Again, this depends on a few factors. Life expectancy depends on how much money you've saved, depends on what your other savings look like, and how much income you need. Question number 5, do I have to pay taxes on Social Security benefits? For most people that live in the Northeast, yes, because you have a higher income, but it's a complicated formula. We can help you with that formula. Question number 6, what happens to my spouse if I die first and my check is much bigger? And the answer to that is she gets the bigger of the two checks. She loses her check or he loses his check, but the smaller check will go away and you might want to set up a special account to replace that income. And then question number 7, if you work in retirement, can you still collect your benefits? Yes, but if you claim before your early retirement age, you may have a penalty. And last but not least, will Social Security go broke and leave me nothing? And if you're older than 55, in my opinion, I do not believe that that will happen. So the bottom line here is, if you think claiming your Social Security benefits is going to be easy, you're just plain wrong. The decision is riddled with different trap doors that could cost you tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. It could cause you to take money out of retirement accounts that you don't have to if you wait too long. It could trigger higher taxes. It could actually double your Medicare premiums if you don't coordinate it with a proper income plan. And the only way to avoid this is with a customized Social Security analysis. The analysis that we're offering you, it reveals when the optimal time is to claim your benefits, how to reduce your taxes on these benefits. If you're eligible, maybe even you can get more benefits, and that could mean thousands of dollars in your pocket every single year that you live in retirement. You might expect to pay hundreds of dollars for this customized analysis. I know firms out there that actually charge hundreds of dollars, if not more, for this analysis. We're going to offer it to the next 10 callers on the show today. We took 10 earlier. For the next 10 callers on the show today, it's not going to cost you one dime to come in, visit with one of our team, and get your customized Social Security analysis. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, and you're serious about having a great retirement and a proper financial plan, give us a call right now to set up your visit. 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. You can also text your first and last name, and we'll get back to you. But remember to put your first and last name in that text. 1-800-705-1232. Don't cheat yourself out of tens of thousands of lifetime benefits that are rightfully yours. You earn the benefits, make sure you get the maximum out.
Call or text, whichever is easiest for you. If you do text, as Joel said, include your first and last name. That number is 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. When you come in for your visit, you'll also get a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick, whichever one you like best. 800-705-1232. 1232 is the number to call. That's all we have time for on this week's program. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, Joel Johnson is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies and the 2016 winner of Hartford Magazine's Best Financial Management Award. One more time as we depart, that number to call or text is 800- 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. We'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.